Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women now in her 11th year. I'm also the best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice in a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand and message out of the shadows. All of my brands, including this show, are dedicated to inspiring women to live their best lives. So welcome. Most of us know that we need to love ourselves, but few people know what that actually means. And I'm raising my hand here because for too many years to count, I struggled with loving myself fully and really embracing what that means on every level. But abandoning ourselves instead of loving ourselves creates anxiety, depression, guilt, shame, anger, emptiness, addictions, and relationship problems. Today you'll learn how you are maybe abandoning yourself and how to start loving yourself. Today is joining me is my friend and one of today's leading experts on the topic, Dr. Margaret Paul. Margaret's a best-selling author, popular Huffington Post and Mind-Body Green writer, and co-creator of the powerful Inner Bonding Self-Healing Process and the related Self-Quest Self-Healing Software Program recommended by actress Lindsay Wagner and singer Alanis Morissette. Margaret has appeared on numerous radio and television shows, including Oprah. Her book titles include Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by You? And subsequent titles, Do I Have to Give Up Me to Be Loved by God? As well as other books, Healing Your Aloneness and Inner Bonding. Margaret holds a PhD in psychology, is a relationship expert, public speaker, consultant, and artist. And she has successfully worked with thousands and taught classes and seminars for over 48 years. I am so honored and blessed to have her here. I've been following her work for the longest time, so welcome, Margaret.
Thank you so much, Linda. I've been looking forward to this time with you.
I always enjoy our conversations and reading your content. And as you know, we've played and connected over the years because I think it is such a powerful message. And that opening really said it. A lot of times we go, oh, I love myself. I know I did that. So why is it so important to really get it, what it means to love yourself?
Well, the problem is that if we're abandoning ourselves, we create an empty place inside of us. And that empty place wants to get filled with love, but if we don't know how to bring that love to ourselves, then what happens is that we learn various forms of control to try and get love from other people. And everything that we do to try and get love is what creates problems in relationships because we've learned a lot of kinds of controlling behavior and nobody likes to be controlled. People go into resistance and then we think the problem is them because they're not giving us the love that we need. But the problem really is that we're not giving ourselves the love that we need. We're not filling ourselves up with love to share. And a lot of people have a huge confusion between getting love and sharing love. They think that getting love is what fills them, but it's not. It's learning to be loving to yourself and access the love that is all around us from our universe and be able to share that love with each other. That's the greatest joy in life.
But it takes to having We have to fill that hole within us, right, first,
right,
before we can learn how to share love, because you can't give something that you haven't accepted for yourself. That's what I found on my own journey.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If we don't have love to give, then we're always trying to get it. And then, of course, you know, since we attract at our common level of woundedness or our common level of health, we're going to attract somebody else who also wants to get love from us. And then you're trying to get love from that person. They're trying to get love from you. It never works out. You never get what you want. And then you think it's the other person's fault. You think you're in the wrong relationship. Then you move on only to have it happen again.
Oh, this sounds very familiar, especially in my younger years, you know, looking outside of myself for everything.
Right.
And
right. That's what most of us did. I did that too.
So what started you on this journey? Like, what started you on researching and creating and co-creating this inner bonding process? And how has it changed your life?
Pardon me?
And how has it changed your life?
Oh, it changed my life completely. But I was a traditional psychotherapist for 17 years, and I was not happy with the results of my clients, and I had been in tons and tons of therapy, and I was not happy with my own results with the therapy that I had. And I started to pray for a process that would really work and that would work deeply and that people could learn and do on their own so they wouldn't always have to rush into seeing their therapist if something was going on. That's when I met the co-creator of Inner Bonding, Dr. Erica Chopich, and she happened to have half the process and I had half the process. Of course, we had to meet and put it together. And this process has been evolving for about the last 32 years. And when I realized, I mean, you know, Spirit kind of brought us in our body, kind of downloaded these six steps. And when I realized what this was really about and how powerful it was, that's my life changed completely. I started to practice it. I started learning how to love myself, learning how to connect with my higher source. And everything changed for me at that point. It's amazing what happens when people start to learn how to love themselves.
So does the inner bonding process, you know, I know what it's about, but let's speak to the listeners. Does the inner bonding process incorporate spirit, divine, source? Is that a big part of it?
It's actually a major part of it. One of the things I realized in being a traditional psychotherapist is that there is no healing without a spiritual connection. There is no way that we can bring in the love that we need in order to heal the woundedness that most of us have been through without a spiritual connection. We need that wisdom. We need that support. We need that guidance. And there just isn't any real healing, which is one of the reasons why so much psychotherapy doesn't work.
And that is, for me, what I found for myself, because I was so disconnected for many years because I was so wounded, especially up until probably my late 30s. And it wasn't until I even acknowledged that there was something bigger than me. I can look back now, Margaret, and see that that was the turning point of my life. Step one was acknowledging. And then the rest of it was building that relationship, which is the main part of my life now.
Right. Yeah, well, mine too. I mean, at this point in my life, I don't do anything without getting guidance from Spirit. I've practiced the process enough that I'm tuned into my feelings and I'm tuned into my guidance throughout the day. And my guidance is constantly giving me little things here and there from both major and minor. Like, let's say I forgot something. I was going to market and I forgot my shopping list or something. Spirit will remind me. Spirit helps me find parking spaces. But Spirit also warns me of difficult things or even life-threatening things. And I've had some major, major things happening where Spirit warned me ahead of time, where I would have died or horrible things would have happened if I hadn't have been warned.
And that's so powerful. Now, for those who are listening that never heard the word self-abandonment, let's talk about that, because I want them to really understand what it means so that they can question themselves if they're experiencing that right now.
Okay, so I have isolated four major forms of self-abandonment. One is that most of us have learned to stay focused up in our mind, because when we were little and we were experiencing a lot of pain, we had to disconnect from our bodies. That's where the pain is in our feelings. And so we learned to stay up in our mind. But now the problem is that when you're operating from your mind and you're not present in your body, you don't know when you're feeling bad. And how can you attend to your feelings if you don't even know you have them? So staying up in your mind is one form of self-abandonment. Another is that so many people have learned to judge and criticize themselves. I mean, you know, people tell themselves so many things that they would never say to an actual child. They tell themselves they're dumb, they're stupid, how could they do this, they're a loser, they're going to end up on the streets. I mean, they scare themselves with what they say. And so becoming aware of your self-judgments and why you have them, because we have this wounded part of us, this ego wounded self that is programmed with so many fears and false beliefs. And this wounded self just kind of has this litany of self-judgment, and it creates a tremendous amount of anxiety. In fact, you know, that's how I overcame my self-judgment. I started realizing, my God, I'm always anxious. And I started paying attention to what was I doing to create the anxiety, and I realized it's all this self-judgment and self-criticism. So then I started noticing, every time I felt anxious, noticing what I was telling myself, and I was just appalled at how I was treating myself. And over a period of time of noticing this, I was able to stop those self-judgments, and that made a huge difference. And then the third thing that we do is that we turn to various addictions to avoid our feelings, because we couldn't handle them when we were little. Our bodies were too little, and we likely didn't have somebody holding us and comforting us through difficult feelings. And so we got scared of our pain for very good reasons. It was pretty overwhelming for many of us. And so now we think, oh, I can't handle this pain. And we immediately go to some addiction. We'll graze in front of the refrigerator or turn to, you know, alcohol or drugs or TV or work or sex or porn on the internet or gambling or shopping and spending. I mean, there's so many addictions, video games, so many addictions that people have available at this time that numb us out from our own feelings. And so, for example, if you have an actual child who comes to you upset, and instead of attending to the child, you go grab a drink, that child's going to feel abandoned and unloved. And that's what happens on the inner level. When we avoid our own feelings, we end up feeling abandoned and unloved on the inner level. And then the fourth way is that we make others responsible for our feelings. And that's like if, again, you have a child, and instead of taking care of the child, you go around asking everybody if they would like to have the child. And, of course, that child, even if somebody does accept responsibility for the child's going to feel very rejected by you. And that's what happens on the inner level. When we make others responsible, we try and get love instead of learning to love ourselves, then the inner child, that's the feeling part of us, ends up feeling very rejected by us. That's another form of self-abandonment. So those are the four forms that I've been able to see.
And I can see, I was listening and going, okay, I can see at times each of them played a role in my life,
uh-huh.
Right? And maybe sometimes they went back and forth. For me, addictions were not nourishing my body. It was restrictive eating, but that's an addiction also, just like
uh-huh.
overeating. So I want to talk about that more when we come back from our break. And we will be back in a moment. With me today is Dr. Margaret Paul of innerbonding.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Dr. Margaret Paul of innerbonding.com. And right before the break, Margaret was defining the four ways that self-abandonment shows up in our lives. And I was saying that, you know, especially two, number three and four, the addictions and making others responsible. I could see where I used to want to give my power away, especially in my 20s and 30s, and say, like, if you do this, I'll be happy. But the truth is it had to come from within me. So once you work with someone and you know, you define these four areas, do they go in an order to start healing them, or where does their journey start?
No, these are, I mean, people can go back and forth between all these four various ways at any given time. The journey starts with step one of inner bonding, actually, which is learning to stay present in your body. Step one is learning to move out of mind focus and into being present and aware and mindful of what's happening inside your body. Usually feelings, emotions show up as physical sensations in our body. And we've learned automatically, like if we feel tension somewhere in our body, we'll, you know, automatically go and, you know, look for some food or turn on the TV or something. But in step one, we're learning to notice those physical sensations and move towards them instead of away from them, like we would a hurting child. Like if somebody wants to be loving to a hurting child, you move towards the child. You embrace, you welcome, you create a safe space for the child to be able to tell you what's going on. Well, that's what we do on the inner level. In step one, we learn to stay present in our bodies. Now, for me, this was very challenging. I was really in my head, and I had completely tuned out from my body. I was very aware of other people's feelings. I was very, very sensitive to other people's feelings because that was one of my coping mechanisms, was to be tuned into others and then, you know, be good and be nice and be a caretaker and try and control them so that they wouldn't be angry with me, because that's what I grew up with a lot. And so I was in my head tuned into others but completely tuned out to me. So it took time for me to learn to stay present in my body and even notice that I was having a feeling. And so that's the first step for people, is to practice that, and that may take some time. And then once people are aware of feeling something that needs addressing, anything other than peace inside we need to address, then we move into step two. And in the inner bonding process, there's only two intentions. One is the intention to learn about what's loving to ourselves, about our false beliefs, and the other is the intention to protect against our pain with some form of controlling behavior, which we've all learned to, you know, get angry, to abandon ourselves, to, make others responsible, all these forms of control that we've learned to not take responsibility for our own feelings. And so when we're in the intention to protect, we end up being victims. You know, it's like we don't, there's nothing we can do if we think that it's outside of ourselves. So in step two, we move into the intention to learn about loving ourselves. And we learn to open and invite in the strength and the wisdom and the love and the compassion of our higher guidance. It's not actually very hard to learn to do that. And this is what creates what we call the loving adult self. We're a loving adult when we're open to learning about love and connected with our higher source. And we're feeling compassion for ourselves. We're feeling kindness towards ourselves. It's a very gentle process. And then once we are that loving adult, we move into step three, which is that we ask, what am I telling you? What am I doing? How am I treating you? The feeling self inside that's causing something other than peace. It's causing anxiety or depression or guilt or shame or anger or aloneness or emptiness. These are what we call the wounded feelings that we cause. There's another category of feelings which we call the existential core painful feelings, which are caused by other people being unloving or painful events in life. And these are the feelings of loneliness and heartbreak and grief and helplessness concerning other people. These are the feelings that we had to learn to avoid when we were little. They were way, way too big to feel the loneliness and the heartbreak and the helplessness concerning others and the grief that might have happened in our lives. So we had to learn to protect against these. But in step three, we're opening to both the wounded feelings that we cause and these existential core feelings. Because even if somebody else or a situation is causing them, we're still responsible for managing them in loving and compassionate ways. And so this is a very deep process in step three of learning about what we're doing, how we're treating ourselves, our false beliefs. We go into exploring the wounded part of ourselves and where did we get these beliefs that we're operating from at this time. So this is a very in-depth process. Do you have any questions before I move on?
Well, step three just reminds me, it's almost like you're excavating, mm-hmm. like to get to the core levels and beliefs that are causing the pain, because even though you may or I may believe that it's coming from the outside in, I was hearing that it's really finding out why we're feeling it, because there's a wounded part of ourselves in there. And so our role is to excavate it so that we can stop the trigger.
Well, that's right. Yeah, to excavate the false beliefs by understanding how we're treating ourselves. And that, you know, if we're treating ourselves in any of these self-abandoning ways, that's going to cause anxiety and depression and guilt and shame and anger and aloneness and all of these wounded feelings. And so it's really, really important for us to find out how we're treating ourselves so that we don't have to keep doing it, so that we can start to move into loving ourselves instead of abandoning ourselves. And so once we get a clear picture of what's going on, then in step four, we open again to our higher guidance, our higher self, whatever that is for a person. We help people to tune into what that is for them. And we're asking two questions. We're asking, what is the truth about any of the beliefs that we've uncovered in step three? And what is the loving action toward myself? What do I need to be doing differently? What's in my highest good? Now, again, this takes practice to be able to let go, to open the voice of spirit or the images of spirit or the feelings of spirit are quite subtle. It's not like a booming voice most of the time. The booming voice is more likely our own wounded self that's chattering away. And so we have to be able to let go and relax and open and allow that higher self to pop words or images or feelings into us and to be open to what we're hearing or seeing or feeling from spirit. But when you learn to do this, it's amazing. It's just amazing. And anybody can learn to access that higher wisdom and to eventually know that we're never alone. We weren't just dropped here to figure things out by ourselves. We have this guidance that is always looking out for our highest good and always, always here to help us. But in order to access it, we have to be operating at a fairly high frequency, because spirit exists at a much higher frequency than we do. And so our bodies are dense so that we can see each other, but we can raise the frequency of our mind, of our energy, of our consciousness, and access our guidance. The problem is that if we're abandoning ourselves and we're ending up feeling fearful or anxious or depressed, that creates a low frequency. You know, like if you walk into a room of people who are angry, that's a heavy, dark feeling. That's not a light feeling. That's a low frequency. If you walk into a room of people who are happy and kind and loving, that's a high frequency. And so we have to be able to move into kindness and compassion in order to raise our frequency high enough to access our higher guidance. And the other issue that unfortunately is such a big issue today with raising our frequency is what we put in our body. Because the processed foods, the pesticide-laden foods, the factory farm foods, they're so toxic with all the pesticides and colorings and additives and hormones and antibiotics and all that stuff that gets put in them. Our bodies don't handle all of that, and not only does it eventually make us sick, but it lowers our frequency. And so if people really want to be able to access their higher guidance, they got to clean up how they what they put in their bodies. That's part of loving themselves, is how, how you eat, how much sleep you get, your exercise. Taking care of your physical body is absolutely essential for you to feel good emotionally and to access your higher guidance.
I'll tell you, some of the changes I made in my life over the years, that's what led me closer to my spirit. I decided like 16 years ago, I said, you know what, let me try not having alcohol. I wanted that connection that bad. And it slowly became, oh, I just won't go out with friends, I won't do this. And suddenly, almost 16 years has gone by and I don't miss it, because I want that source of connection to be as powerful as it can be. And I want to talk about that more when we come back from our break, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm here with Dr. Margaret Paul of innerbonding.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Attention holistic coaches, therapists, and health practitioners. Are you struggling to grow your practice? As you've discovered, most trainings in holistic healing and any advanced training in holistic approaches do not include how to build a thriving practice, which can leave you struggling to find the answers. Until now. When you join the Global Association of Holistic Psychotherapy and Coaching, you get the proven training, tools, checklists, and community to help you build the thriving holistic practice of your dreams. Psychotherapist and founder Shelley Ryuta invites you to claim the 5-piece holistic practice building kit, which includes an audio and video training, a holistic practice assessment, and so much more. Visit jointhegap.com today. That's jointhegap.com.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And today we're talking about loving yourself. And I mean really loving yourself. And learning some of the symptoms and signs of what it means when we self-abandon, when we abandon ourselves. So, Margaret, all of these steps, you know, it's, do you find that if you're in a relationship with someone, right, because we're always in relationship with someone, right, whether it's a life partner or a family, relationships are part of this human existence. How does that work? I mean, here we are working on ourselves, but we also have to exist within the relationship or relationships that we already have. Do you have any guidance for that?
Well, what happens when somebody starts to grow and learn and love themselves is they find themselves not getting hooked into some of the old patterns that they might have had in their other relationships. They find themselves generally being more compassionate, kinder, more caring with other people. However, one of the things that can happen, like let's say you've been a caretaker in the relationship, which means that you've been giving yourself up, putting yourself away in a closet, going to take care of everybody else, hoping that somebody will come and take care of you, which of course never happens. And let's say you've been doing that and you realize, you know, this just isn't working. I'm worn out, I'm depleted, I'm drained, I feel used, and you start to learn to love yourself, those people who you've been caretaking might not like it at all. And this is actually a really good way to find out who loves you and who doesn't, who's your friend and who isn't. It can be kind of scary, because when I was in my long 30-year marriage, I was a caretaker. I was a caretaker for my husband, my kids, my parents, everybody. And I was completely depleted, and I knew if I kept doing that I would get sick. I would probably die, like so many people do when they get so depleted. And so that's when I started to practice inner bonding, and I started to take care of myself instead of taking care of everybody else. Well, as you can imagine, people didn't like it. They liked me caretaking. They didn't want me to be taking care of myself. And so it was pretty challenging for quite a while for me to stay with it. I did lose my marriage. I was terrified to take care of myself because I was terrified to find out that my husband didn't really love me. And I had to accept that he was only, you know, loving me as long as I was caretaking him. But he wasn't loving me if I was taking care of myself at all, even though I was being kinder, but I wasn't caretaking. There's a big difference. My kids were mad. My parents were mad. It took a long time for my kids to come back, but they have. And my parents, I mean, that was a huge trauma for me because my parents disowned me for taking care of myself. So, it can be really, really challenging. But I know that if I hadn't have done that, I don't think I'd be here. I don't think I'd be alive. And so, you know, it was worth it, even though it was hard, because I have me. And at this point, I have a wonderful life. And so it was worth going through that.
And look at the lives you're being changed. Now, and I've watched the videos, how did Lindsay Wagner and Alanis Morissette come across this work of yours?
They were referred by people. They really hooked into inner bonding, and I'm very grateful that I've had their support all these years. They're At one point, Lindsay, she wouldn't have anybody work with her who hadn't come to an inner bonding intensive or worked with me with inner bonding. She just wanted people around her who knew this process. And Alanis has just been, you know, amazingly supportive with inner bonding. I'm very, very grateful to both of them for the support that they've offered.
And they feel that way about you because you've made such a difference. This work has made such a difference and impact in their lives. That's why they're so supportive of you. They know it works.
Oh, yeah, they know it works, absolutely.
Yeah, so what a blessing. So even though you went through hard times, and I think we've all gone there when we start to own our truth. Our stories may be different, but when we start to own our truth and really tap into the life we know we're meant to live, especially when we tap into the spiritual, I believe that as our vibration changes, this is just my personal belief, the ones who aren't ready to do that inner work fall away.
That's
and
right,
and sometimes that's painful. I've had it happen with family members, but I now can look and go, okay, it was never my place to bring someone along.
Right.
Right? I had to let go of trying to help and trying to, well, if you do this, it will work. It was like, wait a minute, Linda, did you do the things you were supposed to do when someone told you? No.
Right.
They have to find it on their own. And then I let go with love. And it's so funny because it's those friends and peers now, Margaret, many years later, who come to me going, do you have a book you can recommend? Is there someone you could recommend on this? And I get these little soul giggles going, yay.
Right.
So we can only live our truth and hope that by doing so, it radiates out.
Well, in fact, that is the best way to influence people. Obviously, we don't have control over them, but we can influence them. And the best way is with our own role modeling, our own loving ourselves and discovering who we really are. And that's one of the things that I also want to mention is that in the inner bonding process, as you get connected with your spiritual guidance, you can start to access who you really are in your beautiful soul essence. We can't see our beautiful soul through the eyes of our programmed ego woundedness, but we can see our beautiful essence through the eyes of our higher guidance. And as we get more and more connected to that higher guidance, we start getting magnificent glimpses of our true self, our gifts, the fact that that we are love, that we are a spark of the divine, that we're incredible on the inner level. And the more we understand and feel and know who we are, the more we're motivated to take loving care of ourselves on all levels, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, organizationally, in our relationships, all of these levels. We're motivated to show up for ourselves, speak up for ourselves, take care of ourselves, when we see how incredible we are on the inner level. We, as human beings, we take care of what we value. If you value your car, you take care of it. You value your house, you take care of it. You value yourself, you take care of yourself. But if you're judging yourself and avoiding your feelings, there's no way that you can see who you really are. And so that's another reason for accessing the higher guidance. And that's another reason why there's no healing without spirit. Because true healing means you've discovered who you really are inside.
That's been my truth, is I have to have that, because I have to have that connection to source. Now, as you said earlier in the call, it's such an ingrained part of me that I'm no longer separate from source.
Right.
Right? Like, I talk every day. If something comes across me, I go, oh, thank you. You know, it's like a childlike, I don't know if I have the words. It's almost like a childlike connection where I'm constantly giving gratitude for the simple things when I feel a breeze, when I smell a flower.
Right.
It's at that point of, I hear giggles across the pond and it brings joy to my heart. In that moment, that's a connection to the divine. because I'm allowing myself to feel the joy of what's going on across the pond. It took me Margaret, it took me many years to see that that was a spiritual connection, right?
Right. It is a spiritual connection, and at that moment that you're feeling the gratitude and the joy is when you have the most access to any guidance that you're needing at that moment. That's a great time to ask.
And I want to talk about this when we come back in the final segment, because I want to talk about I've had friends and clients who said, you know, I don't know how to connect with my personal source. I don't know how you do that. And you say it's not hard to connect. And I want to talk about that when we come back and maybe give some tips of how you recommend that people could start if they feel that disconnected.
Okay,
and
good.
We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Margaret Paul. I am your host, Linda Joy, and we'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you a creative coach, author, or speaker who struggles with bright, shiny idea syndrome? Are you wondering how to turn your bright ideas into a profitable business? Traditional business planning doesn't work for most creatives. That's why Dr. Minette Riordan created the Path to Profit Academy, a program designed just for creative women entrepreneurs who are ready to take their business to a new level. No more boring business plans. No more struggling with marketing messaging or wondering where to find clients. Dr. Minette Riordan will show you how to use your creative gifts and talents to design the perfect business model just for you. Are you ready to take the next step building your business? Learn more at PathToProfitAcademy.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is one of my favorite people, Dr. Margaret Paul of innerbonding.com. We're talking about a topic that I believe so many of us need, especially women. And I know you work with both, but in my audience, this is a topic I see over and over again. And we're about to dive into another favorite topic of mine, divine connection, how to connect with your personal source of spiritual guidance. So, Margaret, you say it's not hard. So for someone listening right now who said, I get it, but I don't know how, I don't know if I'm feeling it, what would you say?
Okay, the first thing that you need to do is make sure that you're in the intention to learn about love. When our intention, like I said, our intention is to protect against pain, we can't. Our frequency is too low. So it's a matter of raising our frequency and moving into the intention to learn about loving yourself very specifically raises the frequency. Also, starting to trust your imagination. You know, when I was growing up, I was told, oh, it's just your imagination. And now I've learned that imagination is really a gift. It's a bridge into the divine. And so when I open to learning about loving myself and I go into my imagination, that will raise my frequency high enough to access my guidance, provided that I've been eating clean. And this is very interesting because I was a very sickly child, and in my early 20s, I was sick of being sick, and I started reading everything I could about health. And at that time, many, many years ago, I switched over to all organic foods. There was one little bitty health food store, and that's where I shopped. And I, you know, read voraciously. I always have all these years about health and adjusted things here and there. But fortunately, I did discover a very, very good way of eating at that time that brought me health. And that also brought me a higher frequency. But I didn't know about intention. And so I struggled all those years with trying to connect. And then once inner bonding came through from spirit, and I realized the whole issue of intention, and I was able to move into the intention to learn and open to my imagination, all of a sudden, I was able to connect with my guidance. So I thought at that time that all people had to do was open to learning about loving themselves, and they would be able to connect with their guidance. But I found that that wasn't true because of how so many people were eating. And it was keeping their frequency too low in their body. And so connecting with guidance is actually very natural. We're born with that. But we have to be clean in our body, and we have to be open to learning about loving ourselves. And when you do that, you're going to find that it's easy to connect with your guidance.
And I love the tips that you say about food, because that's one of the areas I still haven't cleaned up completely. I want to be honest here. I still struggle with that. And I think that as I'm hearing you, I was hearing internally, well, Linda, you need another kick in the butt? Because I felt like that message was for me, because I know that it needs to be cleaned up, right? I still eat some processed foods. And you notice that much of a difference in yourself and clients just by cleaning up your diet?
Oh, it's huge. It's amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's night and day. The thing is, you know, it's about education. I read everything I can, and there's a lot of really great books out now about health and nutrition, and it's a matter of understanding. Like, I know what the processed foods do to my body. And so I don't have a struggle at all. I am not in the least bit tempted to eat anything that's not organic or and I used to be an overeater. That was one of my addictions, is I'd go to food and I'd go to junk. But since I have been doing inner bonding and learning to love myself, and I've been doing all the reading and I understand what these foods do, I don't have any problem at all. And so I always encourage people to do their reading and know what these processed foods, these factory farm foods, the sugar and the flour and all of that, know what it's doing to your body. And once you really know, and if you're doing inner bonding and really valuing who you are, you wouldn't want to give that to anybody that you love, because it's so toxic.
It's so true, and I want to be my spiritual best. So this is my homework, there's two foods in particular. I will say them out loud. Cheese doodles, completely manufactured. And
which is it? I didn't hear what you said.
Cheese doodles, a completely manufactured food.
Cheese noodles?
Doodles.
Oh, doodles. Cheese doodles. Oh, my
goodness. Yep. And they're completely manufactured.
Goodness.
So I am going to commit right here and now that they are coming out of my diet, because, Margaret, hearing this conversation, and I know that's a small thing, but my intuition has been telling me to let it go for a while now.
Yeah.
And I, like you said at the beginning of the call, I think we all, and for this is for all our listeners too, we all have something that our soul is trying to lead us and tell us and guide us and kind of give us, I call, soul flicks. It's up to us to listen, right?
Right.
And as you were sharing about the importance of all the foods, I heard it again, loud and clear. Like,
right.
Linda, it's a crutch. It's a comfort food. There's something there that needs to be healed within you, that, because it's not like I have many comfort foods, that's just the strangest one to have. So thank you, because it's just given me the spark I need to follow that intuitive hit that I've been getting for about 5 months now to release that from my diet.
Well, that's great. And if you do any of the reading about what that kind of thing does to your body, it'll be so much easier for you. Because like with your grand You have a granddaughter, right?
Yeah, she's 5 and a half, and my daughter raised her all organic, thankfully.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want to feed her something that you know would be harmful to her.
Exactly. Now, something else, too, I want to say. You said earlier today, and it's something I say to myself and my clients. When I hear, and, you know, I'm human, when the fear or self-doubt or anything like that comes up, I can now immediately pivot and say, oh, there's that voice again. And if it persists, I find myself asking a question similar to what you asked earlier, and that is, Linda, would you say this to McKenna, which is the 5 and a half year old granddaughter? And of course the answer is no.
That's right.
And then I say, then why would you say it to yourself?
Right.
And I have to do that little mind trick, because that's how I've learned to change the conversation that's within me. Over the last, I've been on this path since 1991, so it's a heck of a learning path too, isn't it, Margaret?
Oh, it is, and it's ongoing. You know, I don't want people to think, oh, you get there and you're
Thank
done.
You.
To me, it's just ongoing. You're doing it, I'm doing it, hopefully the people listening are doing it, and not thinking, oh, well, I should be getting there soon. Now, there's no such thing as getting there. It's just ongoing. It's an evolving process. And the more we practice and become attuned, the better we feel over time. But it doesn't stop. I mean, it's like you know, I tell people, if you have a baby, you don't say, well, how often do I spend time with the baby? You know, once a day for 15 minutes? No, it's 24/7, and that's the way it is with ourselves. We want to stay in tune with ourselves 24/7 so that we can be showing up for ourselves when there's something that we need to be attending to.
And it's so true. And having those ways and some of the tools that you shared with us today too, it's almost like a way to contrast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the words I use with my granddaughter when she's feeling something. I go, well, let's talk about how you want to feel,
mm-hmm.
right? And so that's what I do with myself over and over again.
Yeah, and that's great. See, but what we want to do first is find out what we're doing to cause the feeling, and then go to spirit for what the truth is and what the loving action is. And then in step 5 of Inner Bonnie, we take the action. We do whatever it is we're guided to take in step 4. And then in step 6, we go back in and see how we feel as a result of loving ourselves. Because without action, you know, nothing changes.
So true. And I got to tell you, I can do it so well in my business. Like, everything I do is through the divine. I receive the name of a book, I birth it. I receive the name of a project, I birth it. Same in many areas of my life, but full transparency, when it comes down to the nutritional self-care. I love devoting myself to emotional and spiritual work, but my physical self-care is the core issue that still keeps coming up for me to heal. So,
well, you know, people usually do have an issue. Like, it may be financial, they're spending too much, they're not earning enough. It may be organizational, they're always late, they've got clutter. It's often emotional, where they're not taking care of themselves, or relational, where they're not speaking up and taking care of themselves in a relationship. And like you're saying, it's the physical level. A lot of people have that challenge.
Yeah, and I notice for me, it's the one that I have.
Right.
And that's okay, because I have women like you that come into my life and that leave me with this inspiration and to-dos that I can actually implement and put into my life. And that's how, when I hear this and I get that divine guidance, like I did a moment ago about the food, that's how I've changed my life. I take action on it. I believe in
Great.
Signs. I believe in conversations. I believe in messages being delivered in a way that you need to hear, and that's what you were for me today, Margaret. So thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, you're so welcome, Linda. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I want to invite everyone, visit innerbonding.com to learn more about Margaret's transformational work in the world, her programs, amazing content on the site also, and that's innerbonding.com. Now, I want to thank everyone for joining me for the Inspired Conversation show, and I invite you to listen in every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern for even more sacred conversations with heart-centered visionary women just like Margaret who are here to share their wisdom and support you in living your best life. For even more inspiration, claim your free subscription to Aspire magazine at subscribetoaspire.com. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.